really good meaty roles in order to sustain a career, I think we're still a long way off.
The wonderful Nancy Kwan talking there in Hong Kong with Anne-Marie Evans. And if both Nancy and Susie Wong are doing pretty well for their age, the German composer J.S. Bach is doing better. 260 years after his death, his work still excites an enormous range of musicians, including the players of instruments that weren't invented when he was alive, the ukulele, for instance. And a number of them have now been caught on film by American documentary director Michael Lawrence. In his two-hour movie, Bach and Friends, musicians including violinist Joshua Bell, clarinetist Richard Stoltzman and vocalist Bobby McFerrin not only play Bach but talk about their love for his music. Michael Lawrence himself came to Bach from a background in bluegrass. So when I spoke with him on the line from Baltimore, I asked him what it is about Bach's music that attracts so many very different musicians.
Well, it's crazy because that's what the whole movie's trying to get at. Joshua Bell says in the opening of the film, he says that it tells you something about life that nothing else does. And though I'm not religious in a traditional sense, I've always found it to be a kind of a transcendent spiritual experience and very personal connection to the cosmos. And so that's the kind of thing that I was trying to get to come through in the movie. And I was amazed at how many of these musicians shared those same kind of very personal and spiritual kind of thoughts.
I wonder if you could just give me an example of a particular piece in its entirety that you feel is particularly spiritual, that has that feeling that unites you with the whole cosmos.
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of Bach music that does that. In fact, most of it does. But there are special pieces that, for example, the 25th Goldberg Variation. Which is a very slow and very moving piece, and it's almost like you kind of float away on the door that that Bach has opened up to kind of understand something that's beyond ourselves.
Bach is very much the kind of climax of a certain sort of music, of Baroque European music. Is there something in the music beyond its beauty, if you like, beyond its the sense of spirituality that it has, that you think makes it so appealing to all these very different sorts of musicians with their very different sorts of instruments?
Well, it's an interesting point because, you know, you can take other composers, romantic composers, Beethoven, a lot of wonderful composers, and the music never seems to work when it's transcribed to so many different instruments. And I think what it is with Bach's music, I think there's an underlying kind of structure that he's able to find all this emotional, tie all these emotional connections to. And that's why even in the film, it sounds great on the ukulele, it sounds great on the glass harp or on the mandolin, let alone the traditional instruments.
The glass harp is the most extraordinary instrument. I've never seen anybody playing it before, and it's very wonderful. And I just wish you'd describe now for listeners what it looks like and how it's played.
Well, this guy is in Bologna, and his name is Robert Tissot, and he basically puts about several dozen wine glasses in front of him, and he fills them to different levels of water and tunes them to a certain pitch. And then he basically runs his fingers around the rim of those glasses. And it, in itself, it's a difficult instrument to play, but he can play Bach on it and make it sound as expressive and as beautiful as any other instrument playing this terrific music.
Did you find it difficult to persuade people to give you what is in effect a sort of one-off particular performance for the film, or were they rushing to do it?
Well, I was kind of shocked. When I received funding for the film, I basically took out my list of my favorite Bach players, and I started really making cold calls, contacting them. And to my amazement, one after another of these world-class musicians agreed to be in the film. Nobody got paid for their participation in the film, but it was kind of like it reached a critical mass, and at some point, I think it was when Richard Stolzman or when Joshua Bell joined the film, I knew that there was really something happening that was important. And also, you know, I'd started with listening to Ward Swingle and the Swingle Singers, and to my amazement, Ward came over from Paris to do the filming in New York on his own dime.
Yeah, the Swingle Singers are great. I mean, just using their voices as instruments. And somebody else who does that is Bobby McFerrin, who we see using his voice and his body. He uses his body as percussion, really. He talks about Bach, I thought very interestingly, as dance music.
Absolutely. In fact, so much of Bach's instrumental music is based upon dances. And in fact, there's a great quote that whenever Bach would conduct, you could see him shaking and moving every bone in his body. You know, there's a guy that could really swing.
By showing in your film music, Bach's music being played on a whole variety of instruments, on banjo, on a ukulele, on mandolin, and so on and so forth, is your hope that people who wouldn't normally think they were interested in Bach, you know, he writes for the organ, he writes for the harpsichord, that they might get snagged by the film into enjoying Bach, to understanding and exploring him? Or are you really making the movie for people who already know about Bach?
No, I think you've hit it on the head. The whole idea of the movie really is to bring people to this music. And I didn't have all these weird instruments in there just as novelty or some kind of a sideshow or a circus or something. For example, kids can relate to the guitar. They can relate to some of these other instruments, but maybe not as easily to the violin or the cello. So the essential idea was to try to not only satisfy people that are already Bach lovers, but to bring new people in. And I've gotten so many emails and people telling me that they had never really heard this kind of music before, and now they're going to iTunes and they're downloading Bach, you know.
Jake Shimabukuro playing Bach on the ukulele. Michael Lawrence's Bach and Friends, from which that's taken, is out on DVD. On the next edition of The Strings.